Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Friends, welcome to Blood River Radio. I'm not sure where Eddie has stepped out, but this is your friend Will. We're coming to you live and on the air. As is normal, we are going to start off with a welcome prayer. This is a Christian radio first, a radio show first and foremost, and we're going to honor God right now with a prayer. So if you're out there and you're listening, gentlemen, remove the cover off your head, bow your heads with me, and we will go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this evening, all across the airwaves and internets, with your people all throughout this land and all lands. Oh God, we come to you humbly, but before the cross, Lord, knowing that nothing is impossible if you are on our side. And Lord, we pray for your strength and your power to fill our minds and our bodies so that we can do your work here on this earth, oh God, until you return. We pray blessings on this radio show, Lord, that the words that we say will honor you and Lord, we'll just bring honor to your kingdom, and we pray for our people, the Blood River Radio family that are all across the land, Lord, that blessings will be just heaped upon them, and Lord, that you will continue just to strengthen us for the fights that are to come, whether it be in our neighborhoods or across this nation or internationally, oh God, that you will just put steel in our spine and iron in our fist, oh Lord, and for our enemies, Lord, we just pray that you will trot upon them and grind them under your feet. And Lord, that they will just be turned into dust. It'll be scattered in the winds of time. And Lord, I pray now for this show that technologically, Lord, everything will go well and your message will be brought. We ask it in your name. Amen. And I'm not sure if Eddie has made it back on or not, but we're gonna kind of keep rocking and rolling, and Eddie will have a list of our donors that keep us on the air. The just blessed Blood River Radio family donors that are so faithful. And when Eddie joins us back, he will be glad to share that with everyone. And while we're waiting on Eddie to come back, I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of take the lid right off of it and start in. One of the big things that is happening right now that I don't think a whole lot of people know is one of the great champions that were up in Washington, D.C. It was Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, out of Georgia. She has announced in the last 24 hours that January 5th will be her last day in Congress. She is resigning midterm. She will not go for a midterm primary, and there is a lot of speculation out there of what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene right now, and anyone that has kept up with MTG knows that she has been a outspoken vocal critic of the state of Israel and AIPAC and the influence that they have had in the United States government. And recently she has run afoul of President Trump, and she has gone into great strides via social media and interviews, being hypercritical of President Trump and the MAGA movement, of saying that the MAGA movement has lost its way, and that this administration that's in D.C. and in the White House right now is is not honoring their pledge and their promise to the people that put Trump back in for his second term, and that pledge was to put America first and America make America great again. She's been very hypercritical of that, saying that it didn't take long for President Trump to lose his way and renege on that promise. And she has exchanged several jabs with President Trump lately, and President Trump being very, very critical of her and coming out and saying that he was withdrawing all support from Marjorie Taylor Greene in this upcoming primary. And it sure looked like that AIPAC and okay, perfect. Eddie, we were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and this announcement of hers. And I was just going through talking about the recent criticism that she had drawn from President Trump, that she was calling Trump out for reneging on his promise of making America first. And Trump had gone against her and said that she was going to get primaried, and old MTG decided that she was going to step down. And I guess time will tell what will happen with that, Eddie.
Well, you know what? That son of a bitch and Trump's the one should be taken down, shot, put down, you know, voted out, whatever. That traitor son of a bitch. We could talk for, you know, an hour about that, but I'd like to apologize for the audience. My VA files and tributes keep going on forever, but I got to the desk about 15 minutes before time to get up, and I think I hit the computer and knocked us off. But Will, thank God for Will was here. But anyway, I'd like to say happy JFK Assassination Day, everybody. The Jews in the deep state killed our president in broad daylight and right in front of our eyes in Dallas, Texas, 62 years ago, and told us to kiss our ass, do something about it. And so far, we haven't done anything about it. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, Will, was probably the only shining star, and the kid out of Kentucky, so pissed off right now, I can't hardly think about just what I've heard the past 30 minutes. I mean, it's just the treason in this country is just beyond belief. The very fact that you told me 5 minutes ago that the United States is building a military base in Israel, a military base, yep, to put boots on the ground, American boots on the ground, to go and fight and die for the damn Jews, that infuriates me so bad, and I don't need it, but I just can't tell you how enraged I am at that. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, bless her heart, I don't want to castigate her, I wish she'd get some guts and stay in there. I'd stay. I'd make that son of a bitch and Trump fire me, man. I mean, whatever he had to do. I can't stand that son of a bitch. I mean,
I know we're going to be dropping bombs in the Blitzkrieg here, and we got a couple minutes before the break. You brought up the military base in southern Israel. I would like to just jump on that real fast and drive that home, because it's not just that. Here's the thing. You know, President Trump is the guy who, on the campaign trail, told us how much he hated the United Nations and how much he thought we should kick them out of New York City and all of that stuff. Well, guess what? Monday, what precipitated the announcement of this building of this new military facility in Gaza, on Monday, we bowed at the altar of the United Nations and got their permission, Eddie, that the United States is going to lead the coalition of troops to secure all of Israel. That happened Monday in the United Nations, and right after that, it came out that $500 million will be spent building a new military installation in southern Israel, and it will house 25,000 American soldiers. 25,000 American soldiers. So everybody remember when you were waving the American flag and you were wearing your MAGA hats, Make America Great, and the grandparents out there, they're telling their grandchildren, yeah, America's going back. We're returning back to the way America was. Well, you're right. We're sending our sons and daughters off into foreign lands to fight rich man's wars for their gain and not our own. And that's exactly what Trump has done. And in my opinion, if that's not turning his back on the people that put him in office, I don't know what is, Eddie. What do you got to say to that?
I'll tell you, you know, that damn Joe Biden looks like a saint now compared to him. You're exactly right. That's the most treasonous news I have ever heard. And I when I heard that, I could not believe it. And keep in mind, Will only found this out and only told me just right before we came on the air. But I consider any American soldier that goes over there, I consider them a traitor. I really do. I mean, what about the security of Israel, a country that hates us, a country that is attacking the United States Ship of Liberty, the Lebanon affair that got us in and the Gulf of Tonkin? They were behind that. I mean, the very country will destroy our borders, that are flooding this country right here with millions and millions and millions of colored people, colors that hate our guts, made us a minority in our own country. And that son of a bitch is worried about going over here in the United Nations about making the land safe, making the world safe for Israel. That's the most treasonous, traitorous act I've ever seen. And I tell you what, I don't mind. I despise this government. I love the country. I love the people that's in the United States, but I despise that government. It's been a piece of shit government will since 1865, and it's got to be taken down one way or the other. And as far as I'm concerned, we do it the other. Yeah.
Well, one of the things on March, take a breath. We got the music coming up, guys. I think we're going to be going to the first break. When we come back, I want to visit really quickly on Trump and what Eddie's having to talk about as far as the treasonous activity. And we got a lot more to talk about, Eddie.
We certainly do. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. Thank Will for being here with my computer. It's my fault I hit it and everything went to hell. But I'm going to tell you one reason why I'm so pissed off, people. I just came back to the VA today. I got here. And I'm not trying to be, what's that they call it, a trauma kink or whatever. I went to the VA to get routine lab work done, and come to find out I had to have all kinds of other tests done because I've been having these health problems. But here's the thing. I'm at the VA, and I'm seeing these soldiers, sailors, airmen, cripple, you know, all kinds of wounds. Some of them, their minds gone. I'm out there. And I'm thinking, when Will told me about the United States is going to build a military base in Israel, that I just can't handle that, people. Is that what we're for? Is that, and I'm one of the lucky ones. I mean, my mind will probably never be 100%. You never come home all the way from combat. You really don't, especially if you're a medic. But listen, I'm like Superman compared to a lot of these vets out there. They don't know who the hell they are. A lot of them can't walk. And that's what set me off so bad. That's what we did it for. That's why we got our ass shot off for it and got our minds destroyed and got burned and booby-trapped. That's what it's for. Screw that. I hate that flag. I hate that government, man. I really do. I really do. So that, I just want our people to know, Will. That's why I got so upset. I'm going to try to calm down because I'm really emotional right now. But I'll go back to you, Will. You had some stuff to cover. We got 1,000 things to cover, too. But go ahead, son.
Yeah, no. I, as we were going to break, Eddie, you were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and us not being able to abide by and put up with this of what's going on as far as this Israel first government that what seemed like is what we got. And you remember Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know, it's probably been 6-8 months ago, she was making national headlines because she was the one that was openly on the floor of Congress talking about we can't exist anymore as a nation, and she used the phrase national divorce, that we needed a national divorce, that we couldn't support this foreign government anymore, and that the American people needed to break away and reform. And I just think it's interesting. She went from that. Something had to have happened, Eddie. I can only speculate. And if you go from that kind of firebrand to saying I'm not going to be reelected, I just on this anniversary of JFK, I just wonder what was told to her for her to change her tune.
I can only imagine, but I tell you what, they hadn't told us the right to the wrong person yet. I guarantee, double damn to you.
Yeah.
And going back to Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, it's been about 3-4 weeks ago. I read some of her quotes over the air. Here's pretty much what she said. Those people, she's referring to the Democrats in Congress, the Democratic Party, who've gone full-blown Satan. They really have. They're just a criminal syndicate. But you know what? Half the Republicans are just as bad, if not worse. And I put Trump in there with them. And here's what she said. I'm going by memory. She said, we cannot work those people. We cannot get along with those people. There's no compromise. They don't agree with us on anything. She said, like a line item. Say there's 25 or 30 items there. She said they agree with us on nothing. They fight us every tooth and nail, every way to go. She said there's no way we can work with them. She says I can't achieve anything here in this Congress, and that's she's pretty much paraphrasing what you said. Working in the Congress with the two parties like that, it's over with. We have a criminal crime syndicate, and you mentioned it, I mentioned it, and it's always the same old people. It's always Jews all the time. And that's who we're, who is destroying this country. And what you told me today, but this military base just puts the stamp of approval on what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, and what
that's
you
right.
said. You know, this, I look at Trump as a traitor, Will. I really do. But go ahead.
Well, let me put another nail in that coffin, so to speak, as far as, you know, just remember, America, you get what you vote for. And there were a lot of people, I know Eddie Miller was one of them, that just didn't get on that Trump train. And yeah, 2-3 weeks ago, November 6th, when it was election day, people were losing their mind and gnashing their teeth, ripping their garments all across the country that this Ugandan Indian communist was getting voted in as the mayor of New York City. And I'm going to tell you, I was one of the first ones too. It disgusted me that New York City was getting a communist mayor. Eddie, you were up there while it was happening, the New York City Marathon. And we all agreed across the platform. I don't think there was a conservative, red-blooded American that agreed or disagreed with this was a terrible idea. Well, except for one. And that's President Donald Trump, except President Donald Trump. So this week, yesterday, Eddie, Friday, November the 21st, Mondami had an Oval Office visit with Donald Trump. Now, remember, the week before this visit with this Ugandan communist that's now the mayor of New York City, Trump meets with the Syrian president, who was an Al-Qaeda terrorist, wanted with a $10 million bounty on his head, and Trump brings him in the Oval Office and says he's a great guy. This was the guy who was slaughtering Christians back in May and June in Syria. Now Trump says he's a great guy. Mondami comes into the Oval Office yesterday, meets with Donald Trump. Here's an exact quote from Donald Trump. I can tell you some of my views have changed. I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he's going to surprise some conservative people. Actually, Trump said praising Mondami's electoral victory. Here is another quote. We, him and Mondami, have agreed on a lot more than I thought we would. We have one thing in common. We want this city of ours that we love to do very well. It was a productive meeting, and there's a lot of shared admiration and love. And that is a quote from Donald Trump. Now, people, this guy is a communist, a foreign-born communist that was naturalized, who just a week or two ago we were talking about he lied on his application to even become a naturalized citizen. And the deport the illegal, make America great again, make America great for American citizens, get all of these illegals out of here. Well, he's meeting in the Oval Office with them now, Eddie, and he's talking about how great they are and how much they have in common. I don't know if I woke up in a different world or if it's just been this all along, but this sure isn't what I think people thought they voted for.
You know what? I'd like to add the Mondami. The dude is an atheist, a communist, and a Muslim. You know, and,
that's right.
You know, and with Islam, unlike United States Constitution, in the United States you have, sadly, you have the right to worship any way you want to. You can be any religion you want to. Sadly, I think it should be Christianity or your head or heads off. But anyway, with Islam, there is no other way. You will at least say you worship Islam or your head comes off. There is no ifs, ands, or buts.
That's right.
And another, you know, I'm almost don't know what to say. It's just so crazy. And what other mayor in here in the United States has Trump summoned to the Oval Office? What? I mean, none.
I don't know of a single one.
But so
I'm going to tell you, Eddie. Yeah, I'm going to jump. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to tell
you.
Here is the link between the Syrian president who was there 2 weeks ago and the New York City mayor that's there this week. And here is the link. The state of Israel went in with their American-bought fighter jets and plowed the road in northern Syria and opened up the path to Damascus for this terrorist, this Al-Qaeda ISIS terrorist, to go in to overthrow the Bashar al-Assad government so that they could set up this terrorist to become the new de facto president. That is not a conspiracy theory, people. The Israeli government did that. It happened. It happened in December of 2024. The guy who is now the Syrian president is a bought and paid for, cut up, wind out toy tool of Israel. The mayor of New York City is a cutout, bought and paid for, wind up toy tool of Israel. The week
Bingo.
Before the election, he was meeting with the highest profile rabbis in New York City, wearing a yarmulke and sitting down with them to get their blessing. Now, I'm going to tell you, the president of Syria, the New York City mayor, and President Donald Trump all have that in common. They are wind up toy tools for the state of Israel, Eddie.
I could not agree more. You're on fire once again, my young, much younger brother, Will. I could not agree more. And you know, Will, it just looks really bleak right now. I mean, I think we talked about a week or so ago. Here we have, or maybe it was just in my notes for today. I can't remember. But you have the largest city in the United States of America, New York. New York City has gone totally Islam, atheist, Jew, I mean, communist. The largest state in the United States, California, has gone to hell. If you go across the pond, in England,
yep.
London, the largest city in England has gone full blown Islam. Muslim. They have a Muslim mayor or a Hindu mayor. The whole country has reeling under out of control immigration. Like it is in this country right here, Will. And, you know, our country, our floodgates are still totally open. We're being drowned with these Indians. Trump might have, I hear the music, but Trump may have been making a show or kicking out a few wetbacks, but they're bringing thousands and thousands of the Indians, probably thousands and thousands of Muslims. Yep. And I got to shut up, and we're going to a break. I'll try to make a point of that in a few minutes. Be right back, folks.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. The White House is taking a new approach to fight against illegal immigration. Keith Peters reports.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the United States. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. It alleges the practice harms U.S. citizens and encourages illegal immigration. Similar lawsuits have been filed against other states. Backers of the state laws say the students generally were brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were children. Keith Peters, Washington.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire predicts that people will soon recognize the effectiveness of President Trump's economic policies.
When the American people start to file their taxes next year, they're going to see those tax cuts. They're going to see that they're going to be getting more back from the government because of what the Republicans have done. You'll see a different level of economic growth.
A number of states are actively considering or undergoing mid-year restricting. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says his party is simply looking for accuracy.
The Democrats have been much better at this than Republicans over the past 10 to 15 years with Obama and Eric Holder running their program that, we were losing cases in Pennsylvania, North Carolina. You remember, Republicans are a little late to the game, but Republicans are actually trying to make sure that these maps reflect the actual population.
Police are investigating after four people were injured in a shooting at an annual tree lighting ceremony in Concord, North Carolina. The shooting broke out around 7:30 p.m. last night on Union Street, which is about 30 miles northeast of Charlotte. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Hello friends, this is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. Thank you for tolerating me. Thank you much, Mr. J. Meister, for doing such a great job today. Thank you, Will, for coming in and doing such an excellent job. I know this is kind of a rabbit trail, but I remember from the very first day when I got this program, me and God, I felt that, like, you hear these fake ministers say, I was called to Christ, I was called. Well, it was a calling for me, because it really was. But the very first day, I'm going to make this quick, I said, I think it's on my website, I know, I can't possibly know all there is to know about everything. I can't possibly know a little bit about everything. And I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the rack. I said, I was going to find the best people out there, the very best people out there, to help me push this boat forward, to help push forward our battle against white genocide. And that's all that matters to me. General George Catlett Marshall once said, 5-star general, second only to FDR, said, if you don't care who gets the credit for some project you want, he said there's unlimited what you can get. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. Now, Benjamin Franklin said that one thing that bothers men in their life, that old ego will get up and it'll trip you, and you'll fall. The ego will come up and trip you and fall. But I guess that's my roundabout way of saying I'm thanking God I got such great people with me, such great brothers and sisters, two of them I just named. It's just been ordained by God. And with that, people, let's talk about a fake Christian, that Mike piece of garbage Huckabee. Guess where Mike Huckabee is, all you Southern Baptists, and my youngest sister included, who's probably never listened to this show. He just got back from being over in Israel, meeting with a big, he's not the top Jew, a rabbi in Israel, but he's a high-ranking rabbi. And guess who they met with? They went to the American embassy in Israel and met with Jonathan Pollard. That's right, folks. Jonathan Pollard. One, maybe the most damaging spy ever in the history of the United States. Jonathan Pollard was a Jew working with the Navy, and he stole secrets out, very, very sensitive secrets. And guess who he gave them to? He gave them to his brethren, his fellow Jews in Israel. Well, the sorry sack of crap was in prison, I think, for 25 years. He should have gotten the death penalty like the Rosenbergs. But no, he was flown home, if memory serves, it's going back quite a while, the guy, and I had his name right on the tip of my tongue. He was the big casino mongol in Las Vegas. His wife gave Trump $100 million on the campaign trail. Sheldon Adelson. Yeah.
Adelson,
correct. Adelson flew Jonathan Pollard, the Jew spy. Adelson being, what a surprise. He's a Jew too, a big Zionist. Flew him over to Israel. And that's where, and here's this ambassador, Huckabee, Will, who's over there and saying, he was telling, and I didn't know this, but for the whole time, for the many years that Pollard was in prison, Huckabee was working behind the scenes trying to pull strings and make deals for him, because he said, actually, after all, Even if he did spy, Will, he said that he was spying against our ally, our greatest Israel ally in the Mideast. So, Will, I think Michael Huckabee should be, I think he is another one that should be said, be told to go up the stairs there and see the man in the black hood. What do you think about that, Will?
I think Mike Huckabee, going back, you know, he was an average Southern Baptist minister. He found himself at the right place at the right time when he got elected governor of Arkansas, because he was, you know, filling in for the chief senator, Bill Clinton, and the good people of Arkansas wanted a 180-degree turn from that. So they put Huckabee in office, and he did absolutely nothing in Arkansas as governor. And he couple failed bids as the United States president. But there's one underlying thread. Once again, if you go back and trace the money of the supporters of Mike Huckabee from the beginning of his very mediocre career, from the time that he was a Southern Baptist minister until now as the United States ambassador to Israel, it's been in blue and white, Eddie. That is who has backed Mike Huckabee, is the blue and white flag. They've paid for his campaign. They've paid for his governorship. They did all of this stuff. And so when Mike Huckabee represents Jonathan Pollard, when Mike Huckabee is trying to get clemency for him, when Mike Huckabee is meeting, understand, he's just dancing to the band that is paid for his admission to the dance. He is a bought and paid for a member of the U.S. delegacy to Israel. Eddie, I mean, that's my thought on Mike Huckabee.
Well, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's treason. I mean, you're working with a traitor who's been convicted of treason. And like I said, I think I said that if he is second to the Rosenbergs who were executed. They were supposedly, I think, executed for giving the secrets of the atomic bomb to the Soviets. But moving right along, we got so much stuff to cover. We'll just add them to the treason list. When we get power, we will deal with them. And we will get power. Moving along, we talked about during the break, and this is a home state of a lot of people we know. Good old Texas. You know, Will, there has been 24, I don't know the exact timeline when it began, but in 24 months, there were 48 mosques built. I'm going to repeat that, people. 48 mosques were built in a period of 24 months, and there was nary a thread on any mainstream news about that. They kept that quietly hidden to the from the people. And get this, there are actually two courts of law set up ruling out Sharia law. They have presided over 300 cases of Sharia law. And people, I just said this a minute ago, and I know you people already know, in Islam, there is no other religion, Hoss. You either accept Islam or they'll cut your damn head off. That's what they love to do. They love to cut heads off. So, I mean, look at the pattern. The largest city in the United States of America taken over by a communist, Satanist, Islamist. And look, the largest, Texas, the largest state in the United States, being taken over by the communists. Texas is not far behind California in size, but Texas, our second largest state in the United States. 48 mosques being built in 24 months. I mean, there's a pattern there, Will. I mean, where is it going to end? How many more states is going to? Look at Dearborn, Michigan. So you have Michigan, the home state of Motown, Motor City. We used to call the big three when I was a kid. You had Ford, GM, and Chrysler. And then you had American Motors and a few others, but they called it the big three. That's where probably 90% of the automobiles in the world were built. Michigan, they got Michigan now. It's mind-boggling, Will. I mean, where's it, Will, is this going to be a pattern? Is it going to keep going? What's going to happen, buddy?
I, I think so. You know, we touched on it in great depth last week, but I was having a conversation this morning, Eddie. If you take a look at Dearborn, Michigan, if you take a look at Michigan right now, you know, Chevrolet was the heartbeat of America, right? You look at the when the United States was most powerful, we were the envy of the world because our middle class was second to none. There wasn't anything like it in the rest of the world. Our average people lived like royalty because of our middle class. And that was most evident in places like Akron, Ohio, and in Michigan, and places, you know, that made the tires for the cars, and everyone had a job. Welfare was not existent. Go ahead, Eddie, please.
Oh, I'm just going to say, I'm going to cut you off here. I'm just so excited. But I had three uncles. They waited gumbo in the Arkansas Delta. They grew up farmers in the worst part of the time in the world to be a farmer during the Depression. One was drafted. One joined the Navy. Other one stayed home and farmed. My grandfather on my mother's side had three brothers. Three of them had to leave Arkansas when the St. Francis and the Mississippi River flooded, run them out. But they went north to Ohio. They all went to Ford Motor Company, and they made a good living. They retired there. You're right. And not only there was thousands of people made good livings, and not just building automobiles, but building the stems that go in the tubes, the building pistons that go in the engine blocks. It created tens of thousands of jobs. But go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, Will. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, you're fine. But what I was going to say is we were the envy of the world because we were reaping the blessings of God Almighty. God's
bingo,
people.
Bingo.
We were being – the blessings were being poured out from God Almighty. And only when we turned our back on God Almighty – do we start seeing what's happening right now? You're experiencing the curses, Eddie. That's what's happening. That's why we see what we see in Dearborn, Michigan, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and places like that. We can pick it up after the break.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'll tell you what, I'm so glad I calmed down. I'm finally having some fun. I really am. I'm just an emotional SOB. Listen, here's something else in case your blood's not boiling yet. Maybe we can get it boiled a bit more. Back to New York, folks. 18-year-old Muslim gal. Good Muslim. Yeah, yes, sir. Allah. Praise Allah every day. You can't find her. fault her for that. I don't know if she's a citizen or not. I don't know how long she's been in the country, but what does that matter? Here's the thing that matters. She joined the Air Force at 18 years old. They greased the skids for her. The Air Force had bent over backwards for her. Not only did they let her in, being a Muslim and probably not a citizen, they let her have her special uniform, folks, because after all, she's got to cover up. She's got to have her hijab, whatever the hell that is. They let her have a special uniform. They have a special diet for her. It's, instead of kosher for Jews, they have the Islam's people, they have a special diet. Well, they do that. They have that. They let her pray, take off time and pray when she, you know, when they sound the call to prayer and all that crap. And I was just telling Will and Jay during the break that the Air Force, they're not being tolerant. They have surrendered people. People, your United States military, the people that you wave that stinking Jew flag for, that Burger King liner flag, the military that supposedly takes order from that flag, but they don't anymore. They actually, I mean, this isn't a side. They take orders from the United Nations and NATO. So saith the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, some years ago, in a four-star Air Force general. I heard him tell a congressman that, and that's another rabbit trail. But the point is, not only did she go into the Air Force getting all kinds of benefits, she also, at the same time of being in the United States Air Force, she has been inducted in, if that's what you call it, she's a police officer in New York City, Will. And not only that, folks, if your blood's not boiling yet, the police department, the NYPD, they have a good Muslim there giving lessons to people on how you put on your, what is it, the hijab, teaching you how to do that and teaching you how to be tolerant to these Muslims in New York City. Will, that's happening right here in real time, United States of America, brother. And I mean, I don't know what you think. What do you think about that, fella?
We'll go back to that tolerance thing. At what point, whether it's the so much for standards and uniformity in the military and the world of law enforcement and that sort of thing that, those, if you go back and start looking at it, I'm just going to call a spade here. The rules only apply to people that are naturally inclined to follow the rules. And that's people like me and you. That's white folks. That's uniformity. Yes. and order follow us. And there's always those people that you have to make exceptions for. And that's really what they want us to believe tolerance is that, they're equal. They're just as equal as me and you, Eddie, except for fill in the blank. We have to make this concession for them. We have to watch what we say, but they can say whatever they say. There is nothing equal about tolerance at all. Tolerance is when you're told that you have to be tolerant, that is a dog whistle for some people are more equal than you. And you have to bow down to their equality. That yes. is what tolerance is. And the sooner we find out that the indoctrination that we have experienced now into third, fourth generations of indoctrination, that we have to be tolerant of these people, the more when we decode that and we figure out that this has just been a way to enslave us and bring us further and further down, the better off we'll be. And I pray to God Almighty that our people will continue to wake up and that they will see the truth for what it is and they will start telling these people, no more. We're not doing it anymore. It's leading to the genocide of our people. It's led to the genocide of our morality. It has led to the genocide of our intellectual quality of our children. And now, Eddie, it is truly leading to the physical genocide of our people, that white guilt has permeated our people so much that they are so tolerant, they don't want to create new little white babies, Eddie. They want to breed this supposed hate that runs rampant in our people off the face of the earth. Just today, I read the study. This is Canada, not America. But get this, Eddie. 2025, 40% of new births in Canada, 40% of new births in Canada are foreign-born or foreign nationals having children in Canada. 4 out of 10 children born in Canada are to foreign nationals. How long is Canada going to be Canadian? And the same thing applies here to the United States. And I would submit to you, Eddie, that it applies all over Christendom. That this has been military maneuvers from the beginning. This they have infiltrated us quietly and silently like a Trojan horse. They have rolled these people in on the carriage of tolerance, saying that we have to tolerate them. God bless the poor little black ones and brown ones that just don't know any better with the IQ of 55. It is up to us to hold them up. That's what Christ would want us to do. Jesus is love, and we have to love them and all of that. And we bring them here, and they're taking orders of step and fetch it orders from those that are pulling their strings and that control the welfare, control the free handouts and that sort of thing. And what is it being done? Well, it's being done to undo us, Eddie, to undo our society. James Madison said that our government was designed for a Christian people, a necessarily a moral people, that the laws only apply to us, this constitutional republic. And what have we done? We have whittled away and whittled away and whittled away so that that is just a memory to some people, just a figment of a memory now, because we don't know who we are. We don't know where we came from, and we don't know the purpose of our people on this land. And Eddie, I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving. I know we wanted to talk about that, but people, and I'm talking to our people out there. We
I'm
going to
make one quick point, Lee.
Will. Please do.
And this hooks, but I'm going to leave you plenty of time. This, you mentioned tolerance. Okay, I have on my wall the 5 steps to total conquest. And this had to be with sodomites, but this will apply for anything. The first steps of the 5, plea for tolerance, plea for acceptance, a plea for normalization, a plea for compliance, and then total conquest. And there's no longer a plea there. It's indoctrinated, embedded in law. And you will do these things or you'll go to prison. And let's get back to things. I hope I didn't interrupt you too much. We got other points we'll try to cover on the second hour if with Paul, but go ahead. They need to hear about the Thanksgiving thing that you talked about. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I'll move on it pretty fast. But we need to go back. You know, there was a time in the school systems that we learned about the pilgrims, and that was normal. You know, we had our children would dress up as pilgrims, and we learned about the Mayflower Compact, and we learned about Squanto and the Three Sisters and that whole thing. And Eddie, you and I were talking offline this week, and you know, you can't even find a turkey in somebody's yard, much less in a grocery store or anything like that. And that's not by accident, folks. That's on purpose. That's purpose driven. And the purpose behind it is the enemy of our people, those people that truly do want to see us genocide, they don't want you knowing your heritage. They don't know where you came from. They don't want you to know where you came from, because if you figured out that from the beginning that the people who set foot there at Plymouth Rock to establish Christendom on this continent, that they believed from the beginning that they were fulfilling the call of Almighty God, that the people were being sent here to flee what was happening in the churches on mainland Europe. John Cotton, who was a Puritan minister, who is credited with giving the farewell sermon, as was common for voyages at that time, John Cotton, the minister, openly talked about in his sermon about the new land that they were sailing to being the New Jerusalem. They referred to themselves as the Israelites fulfilling God's promise to Abraham of creating many nations across the world over. More importantly, they also talked openly in their writings, these letters that were exchanged between the different Puritan movements, the pilgrims, and going back to the mainland and Europe, they openly talked about the Jewish influence within the state church and how they considered the Jewish influence to be the tools of Satan to co-opt Jesus Christ's gospel. And Eddie, they were fleeing and coming here to escape the Jewish power within the Protestant church. They were looking to set up a pure church separate from the influence of that in Europe. That's why they were called the Puritans. They wanted a pure gospel message that was separate from that Jewish influence. Folks, don't take my word for it. Call me a liar. Go research it yourself, and you will find what they have hidden from you in broad daylight under your own nose. That is the true story of the Pilgrims. And when we come back from the break, Eddie, I got one small Bible verse I want to share, and we can move on to the next thing.
Well, we'll have to do it the second hour.
We sure are.
Yes, but we're going to, don't you worry, we're going to finish that second hour. That was a five-star presentation I ever heard one. Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. Listen, you got a long break. You got time to get some coffee, get use the restroom, whatever, but don't be late. Be back in about 4.5 minutes. Be back, folks.